In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. St. Paul is saying to us, anyone who has been introduced, who has found themselves following and believing in God through Jesus' way, they're new. They've been totally renewed. Everything that is past is past. God has forgiven them. So, welcome to St. Ursula's. And today we're thinking about another woman, not St. Ursula, and one that Paul has just been reminding us has special qualities. Mary, who we're thinking about today, was a friend of Jesus. And she came from Magdala, which, if you know the region, is about 100 miles north of Jerusalem, and it's on the Sea of Galilee. And Mary was from a family that worked there. They were fishing people, and the men probably went out each evening or each morning to fish and brought back fish that Mary and the women of the community would probably sell. So they depended on the weather, and that hymn that we've just had, Eternal Father, reminds us that sometimes being in the fishing business or being just at sea can be quite a disturbing business. The boat goes up and down and you feel a bit sick perhaps. Anyway, Mary was somebody who had been brought up in this community, and she was in her perhaps her mid-teens, 14, 15-year-old girl. And her parents were expecting that she would get married soon. And it's likely, from what we've heard, that she didn't like that idea, perhaps not quite yet. She was ready to get married, but sometime later. But her parents had probably got somebody lined up for her. And she was a bit tense about this, a bit anxious. Some people might say demented. Mary didn't want to get married yet. And one of the things that the family decided they would do was get a priest to come out from the local temple and wash her in the sea, and wash away this tenderness, this feeling of something wrong. And this happened probably 7 times, and it still didn't work. Mary still felt she didn't want to get married. And towards the end of that time, there was a group of people came visiting around Galilee, fishing community people, Peter, James, and others, and there a person that they had met called Jesus. And Jesus was helping them to look, first of all, to God, not worry about other things, God first, and then you would love the people you were with, love and care for them. And it didn't matter whether they were not very nice people, or people who were soldiers or tax collectors, but you had to do as God would do, love and respect them. And Mary found herself very attracted to this. and Mary found herself going and listening and being with Jesus' followers when they appeared. And she found herself talking to Jesus and explaining her problems, and he healed her of this feeling of worry, depression, sadness. And she found herself following him because not only was she attracted by what he said, but he had also helped her to start again. She wasn't sick anymore. And as Paul has just reminded us, anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The person who's just been healed is starting again, and Jesus is helping them to look to the future. And so Mary followed Jesus, gave up on the fishing business. She probably did a little, but when Jesus was around, she went with him, and she eventually became a follower, traveling with him, learning from him, and helping him. And at the end, as we just heard, she was there after he had died, after he had been arrested by Herod and the Roman authorities, under the directions of the temple authorities of the day. He was eventually put to death on a cross. And there was Mary with Jesus' mother and others around the cross with this man suffering as he died, nailed to the cross. And that must have been quite awful, not just for Jesus, but for the ones who were watching as well. And John tells us that she was there after he had died as well. And as women did in those days, she was someone who was willing to go and prepare the body to be permanently buried, washed clean of all that was on it, wrapped up carefully and put in a tomb. And she went early that morning when she was going to begin this process with other people, thinking, how am I going to move the stone that they've rolled up in front of the tomb? You know, it's going to be a bit heavy, it needs more than me. And to her surprise, it had been moved. And to a greater surprise, the body of Jesus was not there anymore. We just heard this in our gospel reading for this morning. The stone moved, the tomb emptied. Where was the body of Jesus? And she runs back to tell Peter, James, John, and the other men who were having time together in Jerusalem. And then she goes back to the tomb to reflect and to weep. And it's then that she is directed by two angels. He's not dead, he's alive. Don't worry about him. Why are you crying? He's alive. And that must have been very, very difficult for anyone to believe. And she turns away from the tomb and meets somebody who she believes is the gardener who's looking after that area. He probably has moved the stone and moved the body for whatever reason. And she says to him, I'm crying because they've taken away my Lord's body. If you're the gardener, where have you put him? And Jesus says to her, Mary. He's someone who knows her. Mary. And she replies, Rabboni, or teacher. And then he says, don't worry. Go and tell the disciples, I'm not dead, I have risen. Go and tell them that, and tell them I'm going to my Father and their Father, your Father, your God. And off she goes to tell Peter and James and all the other disciples. Somehow or other, that those words that Paul tells us about are seen in Mary. She is able to tell with some joy that Jesus isn't dead, he's alive. And she has seen him, and they might see him before he ascends to the Father in heaven. She is a new creation, as Paul says. A new creation, someone living again. Someone who might have had problems because of her depression. Someone who Jesus had healed. But she was now what we might call the apostle of the apostles. Which is quite a challenge, because we think of Peter and James and Paul and as the apostles. But here is a person going back to all those people who've been with Jesus a long time and telling them the good news. And the remarkable thing for them was that this was a woman, not a man, giving them the good news. Mary Magdalene, Mary from Magdala, the apostle, the person bringing God's good news to them. And some of this story has been uncovered by some research that was done probably about 100 years ago in Egypt, and there were papyrus documents, early writings from the year 200, maybe a little earlier, telling the story about how the community of that time developed after Jesus' ascension. And Mary was one of the leading people of that community. Mary was accepted at that time as somebody who was a teacher, a person who could share the model that Jesus was for the world and for the community around them at that time. If anyone is in Christ, that person is a new creation. And I think the story from today is that each of us, whoever we are, wherever we come from, are God's creation, God's chosen people. And we are to share the news because we're the apostles of today. Can you believe that? You're called to be an apostle today. And Jesus is working with us, as he said he would. Where two or three of you are together, I'll be there in your midst. And the gift of the Holy Spirit, when we were baptized, that gift will help you to cope with whatever you have to do, following God's way in life. So you and I this week, let's remember Paul's words. If anyone is in Christ, we are a new creation. We are God's people, God's loving presence. So whether we are at home, or whether we're working, whether we are in leisure situations, whatever we're doing, God is there with us. He's got us in his hands. God is using us to be his loving presence, as Jesus was to the people of Bern, or Switzerland, or the world. And it may feel that we're a bit like drops of rain, a bit so small, we're irrelevant. And yet God is going to use all our little contributions of love wherever we are able to share them with the people around and help those drops of love to grow as he has designed the world to be. So this week, let's go and be like Mary, somebody bringing God's loving presence into our world for the benefit of the whole of creation, whoever they are. And sometimes there may be people of different faiths. Sometimes there may be people who say, I don't believe in anything. But our love has got to be open to them, so that they can see God through us and maybe in their time get to know God through the love that we can give wherever we are at any time. Amen.
Amen.